It's just no interruption, Lisa. Thank you. There's a chair over there now. According to most poskim, the issur of tzar balei chaim also applies to humans, which means they shouldn't be forced to stand during a shiur. There was this little boy who went into a corner shop and asked for some detergent washing powder, which the grocer duly sold him and chatted with him and asked him what it's for. And he said, "Oh, I want to wash my dog." "Oh, really? You don't wash a dog with that. You'll harm it. You should go to the pet shop." Anyway, a day later, the boy comes back and he says, "Did you manage all right with the dog?" He said, "Oh, my dog died." He said, "Well, I told you not to use washing powder on the dog." He said, "Oh, it wasn't the washing powder." He said, "What was it?" "Oh," he said, "it was the spin cycle on the washing machine." Tzar balei chaim is a fascinating subject because we have to look at reconciliation of differences. The Torah explicitly allows shechita. We're going to look at the ideas behind shechita. We're going to also look at one or two other aspects which have been in the news lately, such as, is there such a thing as cruelty to fish? But there are a number of interesting sources which we're going to try and get through in the limited time that we have. And I'm going to start with a Gemara which you have in front of you from Bava Metzia. Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hayomot Aleph. And you've got a little blue line under the first piece, which is the second white line. Omar Rebbe. Omar Rebbe, Chavivin Yisurin. He said, there's a wonderful thing about getting punishments. It means in this world, in Olam Hazeh, if we get Yisurin, that we get an advantage over it. What is he talking about? Kibbel Aleho talks there about his punishment before it talks about his crime. So we'll talk about his punishment first. Kibbel Aleho, Tlesa Shnei Shis Bitzimirso. For 13 years, he suffered Shis Bitzimirso, 6 years with a problem of kidney stones, for Sheva Bitzafarno, and 7 years with, some say this means scurvy. Rami Law and some say it was the other way around. Shiva but Samir said a shis but not. Totaling 13 years. What was his crime? Go down the four lines to the next blue line. The Rebbe Alidei Maisa Bol Validei Maisa Holchu. It was because of a deed of his that it came over him, this illness, and it was because of another deed that it was removed. What happened? Alidei Maisa Bol, what does it mean, Alidei Maisa Bol? Maihi, Zahu Eglo, Zahu Ko, Mamtu Lei Lishchita. There was this calf which was being taken to be shechted. But this calf sensed it was being brought to be shechted, so it tried to run away. Ozlo, Talya, Lereshe, Bechanfei. So this calf ran towards Rebbe, Bechanfei's Rebbe, and tried to hide under his cloak or coat. The calf echi and was crying out. Omale, Rebbe said to this calf, Zil, go, Lechat, no Psarto, for this you were created, in order to be shechted. Omri, they said, Rashi says, Birkio and Shemayim, Ha'ol v'lo komarachim, since he had no mercy on this poor little calf, Lesu aleo yisurim, these punishments were brought upon him. Validei maisa holchu, so what do we mean by the thing went away? That was the illness went away, because 13 years later, Yom Achad Havu Ka Chamsha Amsei, his maid happened to be sweeping up in the house, the Rebbe of Rebbe's house, the Rebbe Beisov, sorry, Havi Sharia Bene Karakushta, and she started to sweep away some little babies of some weasels. Vakor Pansho Lahu, and she was about to sweep them away, oh my lord, so he said to her, Shokinu, leave them alone. It's not nice, it's cruel. Kasir, as it says in the Pasuk, tell Hashem that he has mercy on all his creatures. Omri, they said in Shemayim, Ha'el Merachim Nircham Aleihem. Since he has mercy on these creatures, we will now have mercy on him, and his illness was removed. So the issur of tzar balei chaim is clearly shown by this story. Cruelty to animals doesn't just apply to your pets, it doesn't just apply to kosher animals, it applies to all animals. So how do we understand then the idea of shechita? We're going to go into various aspects of it. But we will quote first a Maran Avuchim, which you have in front of you, from the Rambam. And again, because it's not easy to find a place, you've got a little blue arrow, and we'll start from the word V'omnom. So here in Chelek Shlishi, Perek Memches, the Rambam says, V'omnom mitzvah shchitas behema hi hechrechis. It's compelling that you have to do shchita. Mitneshacham hamozen hativi, because the natural food of a person is Neodom, who, minzeroyim, what grows from the ground, that's homchim v'aretz, plant, vegetation, ubibasa balechayim, and also of meat. And the best type of quality meat is what is allowed to us to eat. And there's no doubt about it from the medical profession. And as we bring the compelling idea that this is a nourishment, for killing animals, the intention of the Torah, to give the lightest form of death, or the least, maybe we could use the phrase, the least cruel form of death would be shechita. And the Torah has forbidden us to make a bad shechita, like a blunt knife, neither with just ordinary killing by any other means, and we are not allowed to cut off the limb of an animal, as we've explained above. And so, the Torah has a number of isurim which it forbids us to do because of tzar balei chayim. For example, to shecht an animal and its child on the same day, or to kill the calf in the eyes of its mother. The pain which is caused to the animal is exceedingly great. There is no difference, he says, between the tzar which a person might feel or the tzar which an animal might feel. Because the love of a mother and its mercy on the child, it's not something which is reason. You might say animals don't have reason. But because of a certain force which is in most balei chayim, and I think the way to translate this is instinct, commotion in tzav adam, as we find with a person. It specifically says shor and its young, because those are animals which are allowed to us. Of those domesticated animals which we eat, where the mother clearly is acquainted with its child. Similarly with the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird in Parshas Kisekse, because the eggs on which the mother was lying were frochim, and the little fledglings which are the hayang, they might, most of them, they're not even fit to eating. But if you send away the mother bird, she will not then feel the tsar of having her kids taken away. That might be the reason for leaving the lot. Because most you're not even feeble able to eat them. However, if we have at least the mercy and recognize the tsar on animals and on birds, kol shekeinu bnei adam, then all the more so we will have regard for human beings' feelings if we have regards to animals' feelings. So even if the animal doesn't really feel that much, it will train us in some way to have mercy on animals, then we will have regard to the feelings of humans. So that brings us then to the question, well, if there is such a thing as cruelty to animals, and if this is called fellowship of Jesus, the implication is that there is some sort of cruelty when you're doing shechita. So how do we reconcile this? So if you turn over the next page, we come to what is the Shulchan Aruch. And this is in fact a quote from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, of Rav Shneur Zalman, because the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Yosef Kairo does not actually write in such detail. I mean, he writes in a more scattered form throughout the Shulchan Aruch about Tzar Balei Chayim. And if I may just give that by way of a survey. Throughout Aruch Chaim, we find references to Tzar Balei Chayim. Aruch Chaim, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Vav, it talks about if a person interrupts his Birchas Hamotzi by saying, feed the animals, because you have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. Masati Asaf Vasodha Levan Techa, first come the animals, Valchalta Vasavasa, and then you eat. It talks in Hilchot Shabbos and Shimon Shinhei about milking cows in order to relieve them from pain. Even though it is the melacha of dash, a melacha daraisa, you may still milk the cow, bring it to waste, or time machines, whatever it is. The Chazal allowed mukta on Shabbos in order to save an animal from pain. There are various ways of preparing foods in order to serve the animals, simen shin kaf dalet. There is an Evan or Ezer, it talks about not to castrate animals. But there are certain things which allow the Surah Odom, and that's where the Ramah does say, and it's the Evan Oezer, which is on the subject of marriage. I'm not suggesting that marriage is an inyan which is cruelty to another person, but in Evan Oezer, the Ramah writes, hold of our Surah, the Rafur, anything which is needed for medical cures, oh, Sha'ar Devorim, or other matters which are for the needs of a person, less may mishum tzar balechai. Then we don't say tzar balechai. L'chein mutan nutzer savuzos. Therefore you may pluck feathers. It might cause some pain if you need those feathers. Mishum tzar balechai. Mikol makom, but nevertheless, nimnoim dehave achzorios. One should still refrain from it, because it is ugly behavior. Achzorios is its repugnant, and you should still nevertheless refrain from it. So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, here he's got this chapter about Tzar Balei Chaim, and if you look at the right hand side in paragraph Dalet, right hand side, halfway down, you have a duty to put yourself to the bother to save any animal from Tzar. So that's not just putting an animal to Tzar, but refraining any pain given to an animal. Afidu shel hefka, even if the animal is ownerless, afidu shel kechoviv, what belongs to a non-Jew, ala shereshoi litvo aschav in a balabais. But you are allowed afterwards to go to the owner, achkach, and take your animal from pain, and this is my fee. Ve'ein tzarech loma, and of course we don't need to say, she'osu minatora letzai kol ba'alechav yodayim. To actually, with your hand, put an animal to pain is forbidden, Elohim kein heimetzaim lo'odom. Unless it is giving tzar to a person. If the animal is causing you tzar, if a lion is lunging towards you, then by God, you're allowed to shoot it. Ozi muta afilu lahargom. Then even to kill them, shekiven sheyesh ta'elas odom, because it's got some purpose for the man, baharigosam, by killing them, ain choshim l'tzaro. Then we're not worried about causing the pain. Shari ha-Torah, hitiro ha-Torah shechita. Because the Torah allowed shechita. The implication of this is that there is a tsar for the animal when it's being shechted. But nevertheless, because it's a toeles for the human being, because it's for the purpose of mankind, the Torah allows it. And that's where the Torah draws the line. If it's to serve human beings, it's allowed. If it's not human beings, it's not allowed. The chayin in Tzrichim Lohim Refuah, as the Ramah says, if it's for a full medication, and the Shah Devarim, Shehim Vatsurach Adon, which is for the needs of man, Ein Bo Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim, then there's no such thing as Tzar Balei Chaim. The chayin, then he refers also to Lod's business about plucking feathers, but one should refrain from it because of Achzorius. That is the balance. So when we talk about Shechita, we like to argue to the Farm Animal Welfare Council that it is a very humane method, and indeed it is a very humane method. But there are other reasons given for shechita in the poskim. For example, it is the best way of draining the blood out from the body, and we don't want to eat the blood. So there are other ideas for shechita, and the question is whether we are able to question the reasons for the mitzvahs which Hashem has given us, where the Torah hasn't actually given the reason. We have ideas, and it's according to various poskim, it is part of Talmud Torah to look at the reasons. So it's perfectly healthy to say, yes, this is the reason why the Torah has given us the mitzvah of Shechita. So we can find those reasons given in the various places. And the Chasam Sofer writes, you don't have the handout in front of you. The Chasam Sofer writes that when the Shochet makes the brosh on Shechita, this is an Aruch Chaim Shuvah Nun Dalet, he says, he argues with the Turizov. Turizov says the reason why we make a brach on Shechita is because of the Isser of Eva Min HaChai, that you mustn't eat from a living animal, a limb. Therefore, you make the brach of Shechita to do the mitzvah in the proper way. So he argues with this. He says the only other mitzvah, the only other brach you find this with, you do say the brach under the chuppah, Asheken Jarben is a Savit Sivanu Ano Arroyos, the Hitzalama is Harusos Ali de Chupa Vekidushin. We do say under the Chuppah that we are not allowed to have immoral activity, therefore we have marriage. This is a very strange and interesting idea, but which we should leave for another time. But he says, we're not really doing that with Shechita. With Shechita, he says, you're making Asheken Jarben is a Savit Ala Shechita. Why? Because, he says, Moaseing Lorachim Ala Brios. To show mercy for animals. Because it says, V'racham aval kofaso, Hashem has mercy on all his creatures. Therefore, when we make the bracha on Shechita, we're doing it in a special way, kaloshev amisu, which is the easiest form of death for the animal to minimize on its suffering. Sorry? It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not that you have to eat the meat, but if you eat the meat, then that's what you have to shechita. If you build a house with a flat roof, then you have to put a fence around it. But you don't have to go out to do shechita and eat meat, unless it's Kol Pesach or something like that. Yeah, well, he's arguing with the Taz. He says. Yeah, the Taz says it's like Asher Kedushon is sort of Alo Arroyos. And he disagrees with him, and he says, he talks about, he says, Vazel Hashem, for quotes from the Ramban in Bereshis on Hinein Osati Lochem Eskol Esev, where the Ramban says, Vazel Tama Shechita, this is the reason for Shechita, but Mashkosov Tsa Balechaim Daraisa. The din of Tsa Balechaim is Daraisa, which is the view of most Hashem. The Akkadosh Baruch Hu has given us this concept of Shechita. Since Hashem has allowed us to eat flesh foods, He doesn't want us to become cruel and repugnant towards living creatures and to have mercy on them, to minimize on their pain. Al Kain, therefore, therefore we're commanded to shecht on the neck. It was pain being instant. And by that we make the bracha ala shechita. As if we're making the bracha, it's synonymous with to have mercy on Hashem's creatures. So that the shochet, when he has the knife in his hand and he's about to do the shechita, to some it might seem a repugnant thing, but he's really saying in his bracha that this is the way we have rachamim on the brios.
Not the act of the anti-Shechita.
I forgot to bring it with me, but there was a New Scientist magazine about 3 weeks ago which came out with some study in America that showing what the disadvantages of stunning are, and that there is a danger of increased BSE contamination when stunning takes place. We won't go into that now, but stunning is clearly awesome in a Torah. I've watched it taking place in a Goyish slaughterhouse, and you can see that most of the animals haven't even been stunned properly and they're fully awake, and when they do the electric things on the pigs, they don't even work properly. The stuff just comes after some stuff in their stomachs. That's what's really going on in the real world. So when you watch the Shechita going on, it's such a different ball game. It might seem difficult to watch for some people because they see the blood, but you do see something very, very different indeed in the way the Shochet treats the animal. And if we look at certain other references on Shechita, there are poskim who say that the reason for Shechita is the Hamit Nitzah, to minimize the pain. And that's the view of the Rambam, as we said in Mona Vuchim. It's the review of the Rambam, it's the view of the Sefer HaChinuch, that it does minimize the pain. As we said, the implication from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was that there is a pain. But there are other poskim who say that the reason why is because that's the Gezeiras HaKosav, that's what Hashem says, and it's not necessarily because of Tzar, that's the Noza Behudon. The mystics say that the shechting of the animal is something which the animal wants. The animal wants to be eaten by a tzaddik. Imagine yourselves as being tzaddikim. There is even a Gemara in Pesachim. Well, Rebbe was saying, that's your purpose. Yeah, because he showed the animal, he wasn't caring about it. But it isn't so ellis for the animal, according to the mystics, to be shechted, to serve the tzaddik, to serve Hashem, that Hashem created the world for man to do the mitzvahs with the chira, and the animal, plant, kingdom are there to serve man in order to serve his creator. Hence, we get this concept of chizah. There's not enough time to talk much about shechitah, so I'm going to come to the subject of fish. There was something in the news lately where they discovered, scientists discovered, that fish feel pain. And this is obviously an interesting question, because fish don't require shechitah. You can just take the fish out of the water. There is one view in the Tosefta that you can actually take... In Truma, Sedrach Truma, it says, Ochel dogim chagovim chayim. You can actually eat fish and grasshoppers alive. And there's no chiyuv of shechitah. The question is, how can you shecht such things? It's impractical. By the time you take the fish out of the water to shecht it, it won't be alive anymore. But we know, and it's handed down to us quite clearly, that fish do not require shechitah. Biologically, fish are cold-blooded, animals are hot-blooded, and you can make all sorts of theories, and they don't feel pain, or whatever it is. But in halacha, there is an inyan of cruelty to fish. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Dalet, which says that the leviosom fish, which the tzaddikim will eat from in time in the future, it's a very big fish. So much so that if Hashem allows it to procreate without limit, then the whole world will become destroyed. So we've got a bit of a problem. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do? Sirei sasazocho, because the male, v'horag hanakeva, and killed the female, u'molcho latzadikim osid lavo, and salted it and preserved it for the tzadikim sometime in the future. Castration is forbidden, even for Bnei Noach, but Hashem is allowed to do it. Why does Hashem castrate it? If he kills the female, why should it matter? Why should he have to castrate the male? It wouldn't matter anymore. So the Rashbam says on this, he shouldn't start mating with other fish. But then he also says, the leviosan should not feel pain from its taiva, from its lust. It's feeling a desire to release itself sexually with other fish. And that pain, the Mephoroshim say, is a greater pain that human beings have, that this leviosan has this desire for this release. And therefore, to relieve this fish from pain, Hashem castrates it. It's a tova for the fish. Alright, we don't have leviosan fish nowadays, but we do have other fish. There's an interesting halacha in Hilchos Shabbos which says that if you have an aquarium and there is a dead fish in the aquarium and there's still other fish alive, we set aside the din of muksa to take out the dead fish. Why? Because it's a tzar for the other fish to see a dead fish. It gives them pain. So we do have an idea of tzar bale chayim with fish. However, when it comes to food, we've learnt the din that if it's for toeles odom, to serve human beings, there is no tzar bale chayim. We set aside the din of tzar bale chayim. Therefore it's okay. But I did hear just today from Gershon B'Shem Rav Cooper Shlita, who said that if you do go fishing, then rather than let the fish struggle afterwards, give it a bang on the head to minimize its suffering. The question of fishing does come up in a number of poskim that, it's because the animal rights groups are now saying you shouldn't even go fishing because it's called cruelty. So it is brought down in the Sefer, which is about Sefer Balei Chayim. It says, Afilu lo lechol, even if you don't want to eat the fish. There are some people who go fishing simply because they find it relaxing to sit. It might sound like a waste of time, but they find it therapeutic to sit in the calmness of the waters for an hour, for 2 hours, and to go fishing, and they don't even want the fish. Pardon? So there it says, if you're not going to eat the fish, royal lahachzir b'mayim, it's fitting, then you put it back in the water, or to give it as food to other fish. But to provide a bait, even if it causes a wound on the mouth or whatever it is, that is allowed min hadin, because it's called the tzorcha adam. And we learn it out from the din of chalamot, because it says in the din of chalamot that you're allowed to go fishing. So if you're allowed to go fishing on Chol HaMoed, because is it a malacha which is a tzurach moed or not? The psak is you're allowed to go on Chol HaMoed. If you can go on Chol HaMoed, you can certainly go the whole year round. Yeah, but it's saying even if it's not for eating. But if you're going to eat it avada, you're definitely allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed.
So all hunting should be allowed then, not just fish.
Well, I'm coming to that. The question then arises, what about if you want to kill animals just for commercial gain, for profit? That is dealt with by the Poskim, and there's a bit of an argument about it. The Shadus Shuvus Imre Shefer Simon Lamadalit says it's not allowed, just for commercial gain. However, there's an argument on this. The Shutz Chelkas Yaakov writes in Simon Lamad, he says it's allowed, because we do say that earning a livelihood is called Ritzurach Adam, and he brings this from the Ramah we quoted earlier, and it's allowed. He also quotes the Shulchan Aruch Haram, and from that he learns this. So what about if you're doing fast riding and the animal is suffering as a result of that? Rabbi Yitzchok Ashkenazi writes it's okay. Well, what about bullfights? What about hunting? Mari Brunner talks about that if you want to watch horse racing in order to learn how to ride a horse fast, that's allowed. Which implies that the actual racing might not be so nice. The Gemara of the Torah talks about if you go to various forms of entertainment, like circuses, to watch the killing of animals, or oxes fighting. The Mephorosh should talk about, and there's Gemara in Yevamos which says in Ayin Tes, Gimel Midos Yisrael, there are three virtues which the Jews have. Rachmonim, Bashonim, Vegonei Chasodim. We are people with Rachmonus, we are embarrassed to do bad things, and we do good deeds. And the psak from this is that you don't do anything to animals unnecessarily, which cause them cruelty. But it's not only the mitzvah of tzar bali chayim; it's also the din of achzorios. Achzorios means it's ugly behavior. The Gemara in Shabbos says in Kufnan Aleph Amud Aleph, Kol Merachim Al Briyos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who shows mercy for Hashem's creatures, Merachim Olav Min Hashemayim. Then Hashem shows mercy for that person. The nitzel mi'asurim, and he will be saved from harsh measures. So that brings us to another question, and that is, there is Zohar which says, Midas Chasidus, it says a midah of Chasidus, lo lehanos mishum tzar, not to benefit from any pain of any animal. Which therefore brings us to a question about vegetarianism. Now, I'm not going to come along and suggest everybody becomes vegetarians, but it's interesting to see what certain things are written about it. And you've got that on the last handout. The last handout you have is from the Svei Chemed, Mareches Achilo. And the question is asked about eating meat nowadays. Everybody knows that it says it's a mitzvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one eats meat, or at a Sudas mitzvah, and as it's a Dovah Shal Simcha, we now refrain from it whilst we're in the 9 days. But the Ramot does write in Hilchas Aninus, that this mitzvah of eating meat on Shabbos and Yom Tov ain't no ela rishus. It means if you want to, you can. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. The Svei Chemed writes, Achilo linyan achilas bosa. So that's the first paragraph under Mareches Achilo. There's manazeh. We don't have time to go through the whole lot, but we'll read part of it. Kosev moran hachavet b'knesses agdolo yaradeh asim and kavches b'shem ha-shalzal. Do idno nowadays samchina d'ri v'ran. The Yochal Kedei Chizuk Gufo, one eats in order to strengthen himself, one shouldn't become weak, etc. Muran Chido Lechav. Hachacham Chaim Yudha David Alzilei Bechaim Sha'ol Simon Gam Kosel Alzeb Aizlov Bakolafi Mashu Odom in the Eiz of Dova Yachar Sagev Atzmelach Kosel Anoso. If a person can restrain himself in atoning for his sins, Kein Odom Ashei Ein Yechtor. There's no person who can't manage, we're weak nowadays. But hine mato, how nice it would be if we can refrain from giving tzar to animals. What can we say nowadays in this orphan generation? We can't count our multitude of sins. And we're weak in our behavior, in our strength. He quotes lots of sources. There was one. He quotes a certain tzaddik who practiced parishus. Parishus means he had a chumrah on himself to separate himself from doing things which he was allowed to do, have a look at the Rashi on Kadosh Tiv. Shelolech el basa kalal. He would never eat meat at all. V'chalila lelag legalov, and it's forbidden to laugh at him. V'ashrei chelka, happy shall be his lot. V'gavin ayayin u'parosh merubah. He also stops drinking lots of wine because it's known, he says, because a person who indulges a lot in these things of lots of food and lots of wine, also Rachmona, he comes to do Averus. As various proportions say, the Kitzur Shulchan brings this down from the same. He said, Yosef, he says that Riboy Achila, Riboy Shasiya, lots of eating, lots of drinking, cause people in particular to do sins of immorality, and therefore it is correct to try and refrain as much as possible from these things. And then he actually quotes from the Bat Heitav, which is brought on the Shulchan Aruch, and then he goes into the Kabbalists. He says, Chalila le'esel l'cholod ha'mechilas pasal. I'm not Chas v'Shalom saying one should be saying that it's stored. He says it's correct to refrain if one is able to, and he quotes from the Talmidim of the Arizal, the mystics, that the animal might be a gilgul, a reincarnation from a human being. A punishment for the human being might be to be implanted in an animal, and it might be a rasha. And so the Ari says, if you eat an animal, you should make sure that you know first what the neshama is inside that animal. And if you're satisfied that it's not the neshama of a wicked person, then you can eat it. But he said you should never ever eat the heart of an animal, because in there lies ikar hachios, the essence of life. So that is the chemed, and this is not a promotion for vegetarianism as such, but it's to get an idea of what the poskim are saying. In conclusion, it is said that Hitler, Yirach Shemo Zichrono, was a vegetarian because he believed it was cruel to kill animals. So we can ask ourselves, how can the mentality of a human being become so depraved to say such a thing? And not to eat meat, but to kill 6 million of our darling brethren. And on this, Maharsh Yeshiva said, he said, the reason why we get this attitude amongst certain goyim is because when they look at the idea of cruelty to others, they are only applying the principles of Tzar Balei Chaim. He said that's not enough. Tzar Balei Chaim essentially applies to animals, but when we're talking about cruelty to other people, you shouldn't be applying the rules of Tzar Balei Chaim. You should be recognizing the principle that every human being is created b'tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem. And once a person realizes that the person is created b'tzelem Elokim, then you will have the right attitude towards other people. Not just Tzar Balei Chaim, but b'tzelem Elokim as well. Thank you very much.